Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, we just wanted to pop in before we start today's episode, just to let you guys know that this is an episode that we recorded pre-lockdown, pre-COVID-19. We recorded it back in February, but we did feel like it was a good episode to drop today regardless, but we felt like we needed to let you know that it is not an episode we've recorded with any of that in mind.
Yes, so we just wanted to ask for your grace over it and know that it was recorded before COVID-19 really took a hold. We do think that it's a really important message and important topic to be talking about in this season, and just hold that in mind if you hear anything that makes light of COVID-19 though.
Yes, I don't know if we talk specifically about hoarding items and panic buying, but we certainly infer to it not knowing at all what was coming. So yeah, just see it in the light of that.
So if you're listening to this in years to come, you know how this all ended, but we don't yet. So enjoy regardless.
Hello and welcome to our podcast today. I am Amy Revelle.
And I'm Kirsty Ferrugia, and in case you didn't know, it is The Art of Decluttering you're listening to today.
The best podcast that you could have chosen right at this minute to put in your ears.
Yes.
So good choice.
You chose well.
You did choose well. We are talking today about delaying purchases. I'm like possibly more excited about this episode than is warranted.
Probably.
But I think it'll be a great episode because this is an outworking of intentionality, which is exactly what we talk about and our mission statement. It all just fits in. So this is kind of, this is like a graduate program, this today's episode. If you're still at the stage where you're right at the beginning of decluttering, you might want to go back to a different episode, or maybe you'll actually find this one inspiring, really interesting.
I actually think that this is really important because it can help you stop the influx.
Awesome.
So yes, you want to be, you know, when you're at that stage, you're like, yes, I just want to purge. I just want to get rid of things.
But unless you stop the flow coming in.
Yes.
Or delay the flow. We are not talking about stopping purchasing.
No.
We are talking about delaying purchasing, which is a really different concept. It's not about denial. It's about self-regulation and intentionality. So we're going to delve a little deeper with us into this.
Yes. And the outcome of delaying a purchase may be stopping the purchase,
yes,
but not necessarily.
That's not the plan. We're not doing it for that sake. So why would you delay a purchase? Do you like that?
Yeah, delay. Oh, did you mean that on purpose?
So funny.
Oh, only in your own lunchbox, my friend. Only in your own lunchbox.
Why would you delay a purchase, Kirst?
I don't know. Sometimes they're bargains. Why would you want to delay that?
Is that your inner voice that just crept out of your mouth?
No. But life wouldn't be complete without that thing right now, would it?
I don't know how to answer
rhetorical
questions. You're looking at me like it warrants an answer.
It's yes. a rhetorical question, Kirsty. Why are you holding space for me right now? Yes, those are your thoughts that are going through your head right now, people. That and they can be the thoughts that go through your head about delaying purchases and delaying decisions of purchasing, because it can be really tricky. You're like, when you see something, we've done an episode on bargain clutter and the types of clutter. We've done another episode. They're both two great episodes to listen to in relation to this episode of delaying purchases. And bargains can be really tricky. And seeing something that you want can be really tricky in your regulating your self-control. You want to say something.
I keep going to say something and then she's not finished. Just, you know. What's your natural inclination, do you think? Are you a natural delayed decision maker or are you a natural quick decision maker?
I'm naturally a quick decision maker.
Yeah.
And I'm naturally a thoughtless consumer. Naturally. Whereas you, my friend, are my opposite.
Well, no, I'm
sometimes.
Correct. Like, I'm a quick decision maker. Yes. And I have to rein that in.
Yes.
But I'm a very considered consumerist.
Yes.
So not to say that I don't consume.
Sometimes, unless it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're on Instagram and you see a silly ad come up.
That is so true. That is my nemesis. Yes, what's it called? Your kryptonite?
Yes, it is.
Insomnia.
Yes.
Plus random thing that I don't really trust is actually going to work that I see on an Instagram ad. So I'm like, what better solution than to buy it?
Test it.
And see if it works.
You are perfect for the travel, for the shopping network.
Like, you've never bought anything.
Ideal client, ideal customer, the shopping network.
Like, we talk about it, like, I think I've done it 3 times in my entire life. Once was those, you know, the little sticky pads that you're meant to be able to stick to any surface and it can hold like a brick holding a wine glass with a dog sitting on top and nothing falls off.
No, because do you know why I don't know that?
No.
Somehow I have escaped Facebook's advertising.
What do you mean?
Algorithm doesn't work on me. I never see ads on Facebook.
What?
I never see them. I've slipped under their radar.
Well, not
anymore. They're listening right now.
Wow. Okay, so that's one of the ones I purchased.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't work, just FYI. I tried to use them to get my desk to stay in its right place, and now I have two patches of wall that it ripped the paint off.
You
meant to be
able
to move them. No, couldn't move them.
Yeah.
I tried one on the floor to stop a rug moving, and it just ended up in a ball of silicon. Another thing that I purchased at 2 a.m. So I have insomnia occasionally, and, you know, a bit of grace.
Oh, there's plenty of grace.
I purchased – this was actually
– I'm pretty sure there's plenty of grace for three.
That's right. The other one was actually an awesome purchase. And it was this little travel.
Don't tell everybody. People will want to find it and go and not delay their purchase.
It's like this little travel box that you can keep shampoo, conditioner, body wash, face washer, comb, toothbrush, toothpaste.
I've tuned out to this because I've heard this story.
Have I told it on the podcast?
No, just to me. Okay. And I'm realizing that I'm tuning out and hearing blah, blah, blah because I've already heard this story.
At least you're honest.
And then I know, and then I realize, actually, what? I shouldn't be doing that because the listeners haven't.
You're so funny. What was it? I don't think, maybe it's only two things I've ever purchased.
No, there was something else that you bought that was also at 2 a.m. on Instagram and they did not work.
When I remember what that is.
Yes, we'll come back to
it.
We can circle back.
So, yes, I am a quick decision maker who's very conservative in purchasing unless it's at a true moment of weakness. Like 2 a.m.
So for the majority of the time, I'm a quick purchaser, and Simon is too, so it makes home life pretty easy. Like we don't agonize over purchasing decisions for very long at all.
Great.
Makes it so easy.
Does it mean you spend more and get more than you would if one of you was kind of holding the reins a bit?
No, because he is quite a considered purchaser.
Of course. Stupid question, Amy.
Really? Sorry, Amy, meet Simon. Simon, meet Amy. I am definitely have grown over the last 7 years in my conscious consumerism. And that is why I love this topic, because I have seen the power of this work in my own life. I can tell you many stories about delaying purchases. And
hit us with one. Hit us with a recent one, maybe. Have you got one that you can think of?
I was just about to say recently, but you cut me off. recently, I wanted to buy a handbag. So I went and bought a handbag, but while I was at the handbag shop, while I was at the shop that had lots of clothes and some handbags, I saw a handbag I really liked. So I had in mind what I wanted for a specific need, and that is to go to clients' homes. And I wanted it to be this handbag that I've got right in front of me. I wanted it to be a big carry.
It's like, almost carry-on bag.
Yeah, like I wanted it to be a big bag because I wanted to put been talking about it in our Facebook community this week about Amy's carry bag that she takes into clients. And I actually don't take a lot of products or a lot of stuff in with me to clients. And that's just one of the zillion ways that we are different and still manage to have a business together. but I realized that my handbag that I was taking was too small to take garbage bags in. So I wanted a bigger bag. And I don't use a handbag very often, because I just have everything on my phone. I've got my cards all on my phone. So majority of the time that I go out of the house, I just take my phone and my car keys. So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to be really intentional. What do I need? I need a bag that will fit my everyday other stuff, like
drink bottle and...
Yeah, and because when I go to clients, I take two T2 thermoses and my water bottle. And I needed space to put the garbage bags in. So I went into a store, found a bag that suited my needs. But while I was looking for that bag, the shop assistant showed me all these other beautiful bags. And there was one bag in particular that was so beautiful and really comfortable and suited my needs in a different way. It wasn't good for work, but it would be great for the weekend and everyday use. But as I've already mentioned, I rarely have a handbag. I only have a phone that I take out with me. So I tried on this bag and it felt beautiful. I didn't want to take it off and I could see that it would fit both my water bottles in so well. It was just beautiful. It was very expensive for me.
Okay, I don't know handbag prices because I buy one a year from Kmart for $15. How much do handbags cost when you're talking like an expensive handbag?
This is a leather handbag of $300.
Whoa, yep.
It's not so expensive for a leather handbag.
Really?
Just putting it out there to you.
I'm going to stick with my Kmart bags.
Yeah, go for it. Yep. And I have only ever bought one leather handbag in my life. So I was like, that's a beautiful bag, but it is $300 and I don't need it. Because my other leather handbag still works perfectly fine. And this particular store had spend $300 and you get $100, like it will only cost you $200. It was very enticing. And this handbag that I did buy, I knew I needed this handbag. Like it fitted my brief, went in with intention, knew what I needed, wasn't going to be swayed in getting a compromise for the need that I had for this work bag. But had this leather bag as well. And she's like, wow, you could get both. It would only cost you $400, but actually it would only cost you $300, which is the same price as just buying the leather bag. And I was like, no, I'm just going to get the bag I need. And I thought to myself, I am going to delay the purchase of that other bag and see if I'm still thinking about it and crushing on it and coveting it in a week, I will reconsider.
I love that. How's the week gone?
Oh, it's been more than a couple of weeks and I have definitely decided I do not need that other bag. Because I came home and went, and even when I was in the shop, I was like, I don't need another leather handbag. I have a handbag. Yes, this is a different color. Yes. And like, yes.
Yeah, you're having all the thoughts.
Yes. And I was like, oh, it's perfect. It would hold my T2 and my water bottle. And it's really nice and it's practical. And it is a really great everyday and weekend wear bag when I'm not at work. But I'm at work 3 days to 5 days a week. And I only take my phone out of the house with me for the other 2 to 5 days a week.
Like, so in delaying the purchase, you saved yourself
$300. And
that's a great outcome of a delayed decision. And you saved yourself the hassle of having another handbag, of having to decide which one to use, of moving things between handbags.
Yes,
like you have that. Saved yourself so much by delaying that decision.
Yes.
Snaps to you.
I know, unlike my earring story of a couple of weeks ago. But that's what, like, and I have practiced that lots of times where I'm going to delay this purchase. And if I'm still crushing on that item, if I'm still consumed with the thought, if I'm still, I wish I'd got that, then I will go and get it. The one and only time in my life that I can remember that I still kicking myself for is not buying a leather jacket. There's a theme here. In Italy. But the reality was I didn't have the money when I was in Italy when I was 21, 22. I just did not have the money and there wasn't actually a jacket. Like, I just never even went into the stores because I knew I didn't have the money. So I didn't want to go in there. And then
tempt myself,
put it on a credit card and then still be paying it off 20 years later. but I do, like, that is really, like, when I was thinking about this episode and I was like, what's something that I have regretted not buying?
Mm.
What have I regretted delaying my decision on and delaying purchasing? And that is probably the only one. But in reality, I didn't have the money. And, you know, Jack and I are going to Italy.
Apparently so. Are you loving getting into decluttering and organising? Are you excited to get into different spaces in your house and just see the transformation that is possible? But are you also finding that there are some things that just aren't sticking, that you're finding that you just don't have the routine or system to really hold you where you want to be? Well, Kirstie and I have developed the Art of Decluttering online course, which is an amazing 6-module self-paced course with an interactive Facebook community. So if you want to go from overwhelmed to just nailing this decluttering thing, we would love you to join us. You just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course. We have payment plans available. Access it today and see that transformation that you've been dreaming of. Have an organized home that stays organized for life. We cannot wait to see you in the course.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What do you do to delay your decision, to delay your purchasing? Or what tricks do you tell yourself? Or tell us about it.
I would guess that I've saved thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars by delaying decisions and then either not making a purchase and realizing, do you know what, I can actually live totally fine without that, or delaying the decision and then either getting it cheaper or just delaying it and paying for it in cash.
Yes.
So I can think of one item that I desperately wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been probably 2 years ago we went up to visit our friends Jess and Mark at Parisian Beach, and there's this beautiful, I don't even know, it's just the shop there that sells all kinds of different things, and one of the things that they sell there is artwork.
Oh, you reminded me of one more item that I regret not buying. Thank you.
So there was this beautiful cocky that I wanted to buy, and it was thousands, but it was stunning. And I really like art. Art I'm happy to invest in. We decided not to buy it. I reckon I went back into the shop maybe 4 or 5 times. I asked the shop owner, can I take a photo of it so that I can be considering it? Consider. We decided, no, you know what? It's going to cost us a lot of money to get it shipped down to Melbourne. I'll forget about it in a couple of weeks. I'm still thinking about it. And so when we went back last May, I went into the shop and it had gone.
Of course.
And I said to her, oh, my gosh, do you remember this one? She goes, I remember him because he, like that cocky, had these eyes. And so I said, can I get the name of the artist and the contact details? So I've since contacted the artist and I'm going to commission her to do that painting for me because I've been thinking about it for now close on 3 years.
Yep.
And it's my birthday coming up in June and I want it that much that it's probably going to cost me another couple of $100 than had I purchased it when it was already done because I'm commissioning it now. But that's a perfect delayed decision for me because I know I really want it. Yes. I have not stopped thinking about this piece of art for years.
Yes.
And so I'm going to get it.
Yes.
Like that's a great example for me of the beauty of a delayed decision is
you know that I know. You really want it.
I'm not going to regret that decision.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why I know that I'm not meant to have that leather bag because I've stopped thinking about it other than just now. Now I want it.
Because you had to think of an example.
Yeah. But I do have a very similar story except I haven't commissioned. We were in Port Douglas well before we had kids. And I saw a painting by this Aboriginal artist that I love and I tell everybody about and I still talk about it. And it was expensive at the time, but she's even more famous now. So her artwork is even more expensive now. And I really wish that we had got that piece of artwork because I love art. And I too see it as an investment piece. So I'm like, we should have bought it in Port Douglas when it was only 500 instead of 5,000.
Yeah.
But again, we make the decisions that we do with the knowledge that we had at the time and we chose not to spend that money. Like
you were in a different situation then too, and I think there's got to be grace for that.
Oh, of course.
I've heard some good advice somewhere that if you're making big purchasing decisions, that dependent on the dollar amount, you give yourself a particular time. What's the word?
Yeah, like a delaying.
Yeah, like a time period
to
make that decision in. So if you're going to make a decision for $500 or less, you have to delay it for a week. Or say if it's between 3 and 5 or whatever. And if it's between 5 and 1,000, you give yourself 2 weeks. And if it's over $1,000, you might give yourself 3 weeks. And that can be just a guideline for some people who actually need somewhat of a rule.
Really? Who would fall into that category? I actually wouldn't
on this.
On this.
I think I can do without rules on this one.
On this one. that's what I love about the concept of delaying a decision is putting a time limit on it. Like I did to myself. Okay, if I still crush on that bag in a week, I'll reconsider whether or not spending $300 on a handbag is a wise choice for me and our family.
Yeah.
Simon would probably say it's never a wise choice to spend that much money. And I know what a privilege it is to even consider that.
Yeah.
So, and there is definitely wisdom in having some boundaries in place for an investment. And so it would just depend on what that investment is. Because, you know, sometimes you don't have, if we're talking about houses, and if you put that a dollar amount equating to time frame, sometimes you don't
you never make decisions.
You don't have a year to make a decision on a particular house that comes up potentially, and sometimes you do. So it is, and I want to say you kind of want to trust your gut on this, but our guts are tied to our emotions
and our emotions are deceitful above all things.
Yes. cannot be trusted sometimes. So, and some decisions involve partners or other people, and that can also have some trickiness involved in it when you are, if you are partnered with somebody who is a slow decision maker and needs to consider all of the options, then, and if you're different. So it's great if you're both the same, if you're both quick decision makers, or if you're both slow decision makers. It's when there's the difference that things can become tricky, tricky, tricky.
Kes, have you ever done one of those buy nothing seasons, yes, like a month or a week or a year? Yes. Or tell us about it, because I've never done one, because my problem is not that I want to buy too much.
You need a buy month.
Oh, I don't have trouble with that either. When it's the right thing, I'll spend the money on it.
Yeah.
So tell us about yours, though.
I think it was last February, didn't I do?
Oh yeah, you did.
Buy nothing new month.
Yep.
Buy no clothes. No, buy nothing new, I think it was. Yeah, it went really well. It would be a challenge to step it up. Like, we have a friend who did a buy nothing 2019, and we should check in with her and see how she went with that. She might be listening. You know who you are. You tell us how you went on your buy nothing 2019.
Did you do it as a practice, like as in to experiment, yes, and to see what it was like, and to take notice of your thoughts and, yes, things?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Slow Your Home podcast,
for that. Ah, good.
Yeah. And it was that mindful consumption. It was training myself to be mindful and to go, actually, I don't need that this month. Like, if I need it, it'll still be there next month.
Yeah, brilliant.
One thing I've noticed, though, is how quickly, how very, very, very quickly shops are turning over their clothing now.
Oh, it's terrifying. I read somewhere that places like Zara turn over every 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days.
And Claire Press was talking about that in our podcast with her too. And when she spoke about it, I started taking note. And I realised, like, some of my favourite, like, my favourite clothing stores are Country Road and Witchery. And I realising just how quickly the colours change. Mm. Like, I'll go, oh, I really like that top. But because I am delaying most clothing purchases, in fact, nearly every clothing purchase I make is delayed purchasing, I'm all like, and I have to fight that urge in me to go, no, because you need to buy it now, because if you come back next week, it's not going to be here, because the colours are going to change and they're going to bring in their new line. And then I go, that's their purpose. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They're trying to breed scarcity in,
yes,
you.
Yes, they're like that. So, and then I get angry at the consumerists, like at the capitalist society that we live in, and I'm like, bugger you then, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not purchasing on purpose because you are trying to affect me.
Mm.
Like, you're doing your best to breed scarcity and to breed that I need to be on trend and the latest, and they may not have my size if I delay my purchase for 2 weeks. But you know what? They may not have my size in 2 weeks, but if I do,
there'll be something else.
Yeah, but I'll be on trend in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll be able to buy the same style dress. It will just be in the latest colours.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. That's actually because I'm trying to be mindful in my consumption. It's actually making me go, this is crazy.
Mm.
Like, I am delaying my decision and now it's gone. And no, you're not getting my money because it's wrong. Like,
your level of frustration is like boiling over there.
I am.
You're like, I'm a little teapot and you're starting to whistle and blow.
Yes. Because it just makes me mad. It makes me mad.
Mm, fair enough. So let's talk about some of the benefits of delaying purchasing. I think ultimately we save quite a lot of money from delaying purchasing, not only because often you end up deciding, I don't need that, or to be honest, you totally forget about it.
Mm.
I've had that happen with the kids. I really, really want blot, and then I really, really want blot. I've had that happen with the kids where they spot something and they want it, And I'm like, yep, let's wait till your birthday. And by the time it's their birthday, they've lost interest and the purchase has been delayed. Gives you time to really consider whether or not it's something that you need.
Mm-hmm.
What other benefits?
Gives you time to hunt for a better price.
Amen, sister.
Yes.
Even one of the things I will do, particularly with a store like JB Hi-Fi, if I'm buying something, I will jump there in the shop on the spot and Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I find it at a better price elsewhere? Sometimes that means I'll then purchase it online. But more often than not, I'll just take my phone up to the counter and go, hey, I can get it online $40 cheaper. Will you match the price? They go, sure. So even delaying it, you know, 40 seconds, where you then get more information to make a more
informed choice
decision. Yeah.
Yeah. I think my counter to that, my caveat to that is then getting sucked in by the advertising on online shopping websites, like particularly if you're in the store. So if you're in JB and then you're like, or if you're not even, it's for anything, it's online shopping.
Yeah, I'm not a big online shopper I don't browse online. Do you browse online?
I try not to because that's one of my choices about opting out of consumerism is actually not browsing.
Because I've got a few friends that spend a lot of time browsing online.
Yes.
Like just inviting the temptation into their home.
Yes. And that's what, like, you know, I unsubscribe to all fashion brands for actually try to unsubscribe to any product, any
consumer product.
Any consumer products. But my point was that when you go hunting for a bargain, it can sometimes be counterproductive to making that purchase. So sometimes it's good, and we definitely want you to save money and be wise with your money. And so, yes, why spend $100 more than you need to?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a decision about $2 and then you get hit up with all the spam about it, then maybe don't worry. Or, like, just do what you do and have a quick look on Google. Yep, I know I can get it cheaper. I need to walk out of this store. I need to go and price match with the store.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like hours of scrolling and hours of that's hunting.
Time and money. Another benefit is cash versus credit.
Yes.
Now, we could spend a whole episode on this, and we may in the future. But so the Revels have a rule that we will only pay credit for a commodity that appreciates. For instance, a house and land.
You would put that on a credit card?
Well, not on a credit card, but I'd take a loan for it.
Yes.
So our personal family rule and our own conviction is anything that depreciates, we pay cash. So that for us includes cars. It includes uni degrees. So when Cal went to college, we paid $30,000 up front rather than taking on a HECS debt because we knew that once it was done and we weren't getting any more. Like for us personally, we're really passionate about this. We will save up for a car and we will wait 2 years more to pay cash for a car because it depreciates.
Mm-hmm.
So depreciation means that it decreases in value over time. But for our house, we were happy to take out a loan because hopefully a house will increase in value. So for us, delaying purchases sometimes means it enables you to pay with cash and you don't end up paying more for it because you're also paying the interest. Correct.
Yeah. So let's circle back to the consequences of no delay in purchasing, particularly online shopping. I don't know about you, Amy, but often when I go into clients' homes, I see lots of evidence of online shopping. And in fact, often when I'm in a client's home, the courier arrives with online shopping.
Yes. And there's that little cheeky, it's the courier.
Just my 5 packages for today.
And when he turns up, he's like, hi, Jenny, how are the kids? You're like, okay, he's come more than once.
Which there's no judgment in that. Like there's no judgment on online shopping.
Oh, my delivery guy knows us too.
Yeah.
But it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is so convenient to get sucked into the no delay in online shopping because, and we've spoken about it before, about checking your motivations for what it is and just being a conscious consumer. Like, our, you know, we've had a couple of episodes in this batch of podcasts about being a conscious consumer. And so we just want to encourage you that sometimes it's better to empty cart, not even keep them in the cart, and press the X button, close the tab, get out of there altogether.
Evacuate.
Back away, people, back away. It's just the nature of being on the internet and the nature of shopping. It's so easy on online shopping to go, and I'm guilty of this. Like, I don't shop online very much, but when I do, it's very easy for me to scroll and go, oh, I like that. I like
add,
that.
Add.
And I'm just going to add it to my cart and then I'll choose at the end what it is that I want. And I am trying to be more and more a mindful consumer, but I know how easy it is. And I'm not a big shopper.
Yeah.
So
you can, you know how hard it is for others.
Yes. And so just wanted to encourage you, those listeners of ours who we love dearly, who really love online shopping, to check what's going on with you.
Are you lonely? Are you hungry? Are you tired?
Are you sad?
Are you sad? They're good questions to ask before you push, you know, proceed to payment.
Yes.
Are you hungry? Are you lonely? Are you tired? Are you sad? And are you trying to fill any of those spots with whatever you're putting in your cart? Because news break, they ain't going to fix it.
No. We and wish they could.
Yeah, I wish, like, it was that easy. But yeah, there's so many other things. And sometimes it's not until you stop filling the hole that's not been ever plugged because it just keeps going through, is to ask those questions and go, okay, all right, yeah, I am a bit lonely. What could I do instead?
Yeah. And so maybe either emptying out the cart or just closing the browser down and then going, yes, I'll set a timer on my phone for a week's time to go back in and have another look at that cart. And then,
don't worry, they'll send you a reminder. If you leave it in the cart, baby, they ain't going to leave you alone.
Unless you've unsubscribed already to their. But yes, unlikely to. So even that closing the tab and then reminding you 3 hours later that you've got stuff in the cart, that is a delayed. That is delaying your purchase.
It's removing the endorphins from that moment.
Yeah. So yeah, we're just,
our heart for you is, I can see that coming because it's exactly the next statement. Go. No, I'm with you. Go. It is. No, we are both, like, our heart for you is that you get freedom.
Yes.
And if that looks like delaying purchases, delay the purchase.
Yes.
That's what we want for you. That's our heart for you.
Yes. Because we see the consequences of not delaying purchase, not just in online shopping, but in cluttered homes where people have made mindless or not fully conscious decisions that, I mean, you know, in some ways we're thankful for it because it means we've got a job. But in an ideal world, we would love not to have a job.
Yeah.
Our heart for this world is to not have a job. We would rather go and create another business than be in business forever because
purely
people,
because of this.
Yeah, because people are not delaying decisions, not delaying purchases, and they are consuming mindlessly and not with intention. So we will leave it there for today.
Yeah. Do you have a listener review, or are we all out of listener reviews? We might have to actually go onto our phones.
Yes, I'm getting my phone out.
Excellent.
So give me a second.
I will give you a second.
This is one from B. Tomo. Says, Amy and Kirsty have changed my life.
Good start.
The wisdom they share in these podcasts is so insightful, encouraging, honest, and powerful. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with the world in a fun, loving, and real way. We are so blessed by you two.
Seriously?
No, I just made that up.
Oh my gosh.
No, of course. That's what B. Tomo says.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. We would love you to have your review read out as well, so please pop that down. If you would like us to come out and help you declutter in your home, just search theartofdecluttering.com.au and just go to Decluttering Services and you will find all about us there.
And we would love for you to come over into our Facebook community group this week and share your exciting story about when you have delayed a purchase and it has been helpful to you, or when you wish you had have delayed a purchase. We have loved spending time with you this week and we can't wait to be with you again in your beautiful ears next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.